Sixth parak in Machshirim, eighth Mishnah. Cholov ha'isha metame le'rotzen v'shelod le'rotzen. Milk that comes out of a human woman is metame, whether she intentionally drew the milk from her body or dripped out of her body. Cholov ha'heimen metame le'rotzen. But milk that comes out of an animal is considered a mashke to machshir, make things susceptible of mekabel tumah, only if he intentionally drew that milk. It should be kavachama the other way around. Woman's milk only the babies drink. The time of rotzen shalor rotzen is considered mashkin, even if it was not taken out with kavana. Everybody drinks milk, even adults. So it should be even more so mashka. Ain't no din she tamal rotzen shalor rotzen. All the more so it should be matama if it dripped out without special kavana. Amr lo chacham answer Rabbi Kiva loy. Im tame cholov isha shaloi l'ratzin, the woman's milk is more susceptible to be machshir, even though he did not think about it. She did not think about it when it dripped out. Why? Because we see shagam agafta tame, when she has a wound, the blood that comes out of it is also metame. It's also machshir because that's halacha. That not only dam that a person dies from, the dam of a wound of a human being is also machshir. You can tell me that the cholov of an animal is more susceptible to be considered a mashkin. If an animal gets a wound, that dam is not considered a mashkin. Omar lahem machmani becholov mi bedam. Rakiva said, even so, I'm more machmani becholov than dam, and therefore I hold that the chol of the behemah should be machshir afilu shaloi l'rotzen. It shouldn't be worse than chol of the isha. Shechol of the refua tomei, but machshir refua tomei. A person who is chol, if he milks for medicinal purposes, it is tomei, and he draws blood for medicinal purposes, it is tohar. Amulot. This is an assumption which seemed to have been accepted. Yeah, this is a very complicated conversation over here. They said, I'll bring you a proof against your point from baskets of olives and grapes that have some liquids that are coming out of the olives and grapes. If he was interested in the mashkim coming out of them, then it is considered a mashke, even if you wanted it just for medicinal purposes. But if he didn't want it, then so we don't see, just because there's a difference whether you want it for the medicinal purposes or not, is that a reason to say that if Ichla you didn't think about it, it should be machshir? They're saying we don't find any other cases that if it falls out, it comes out by itself, it is machshir other than the milk of a woman. The case of baskets of zeisim and anovim, so the olives and the grapes were a solid, and now it's going to transport into a mashke, so therefore you have to have some machshava on the mashke, because the mashke is a new entity, it wasn't liquid in the first place. Here's the chiddush, how we define milk. The Birum to say milk in the body is considered also part of the body. No, milk in the body is considered that you have a bottle of milk inside the body. So it was a milk before, and then I just have to extract it from the bottle. Atkan oisa tshuva. This was the end of the conversation. Amar Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said, "Mekan veila chayino mishivim lafonav." We still didn't settle with Rabbi Akiva yet, and we had another answer to his words that he wanted to say that once again, cow milk should be the same status as human milk. That there shouldn't be a difference whether it came out of Lurotzen or not. We give you a raya from May Gishom Yochicho. Rainwater should prove to you. That's beginning water, and afterwards water. It's caused of a safe in Mashka. It started off as a liquid and came down to our domain as a liquid. Venim Atam Lurotzen, and there you have to relate to it. It doesn't automatically have a status of a liquid. Most of the water that comes down is not for human consumption. Most of the rainwater that comes down goes straight into the ground. So it goes into the earth or for the trees to use that water. So the bottom line is, Akiva held that cholov is something which is is a primary mashke, and it was a mashke from the beginning, so we don't have to convert into a mashke. It's an automatic mashke, whether it's in a human being or in a cow. Whereas the Chacham disagreed, and they say, no, since it was lemaisa inside the cow, and now it's coming out, our first contact with his milk is as it's coming out, we have to relate to it and give it some chashivas. Otherwise, it does not have the status of a mashke, and the only exception to the rule is the milk of a woman.